Hey guys, it's Nick from Game Time. Thanks for listening to our podcast and stream online and on the app. Just remember, it's still radio, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So please remember, all the time you spend listening to 1620 The Zone AM radio, remember, 1620 The Zone AM radio. Game Time live from the Next Gen Medical Clinic Zone Studios. Nick Bauer with you. Score update, TD Ameritrade Park, Iowa. Little base rip to left center. Scored a run from second. Two on, two out. Top of the second. 2-2-2-2-2. That was nice right there. John Bishop. I appreciate John's support on Twitter. Says, if you're not getting your Big Ten baseball updates from Game Time, you're not doing it right. Hey, you know what I mean? John would know. John's the resident baseball guy. You know, he would know. Real recognize real. Isn't that what they say in the world? Real recognize real. Knowing, knowing baseball.
Kurt wants to know knuckleball. How about knuckle puck?
Yeah, Mighty Ducks.
Hey, hey.
Knuckle puck's not a thing, right? Like, that doesn't work in real life, does it?
No, it doesn't work in real life. But it is a really good band out of Chicago.
That's a band?
Yeah, there's a band.
It's a good name.
Yeah.
I like that. Knuckle puck. Knuckleball, knuckle puck. I like it. Knuck if you buck, okay? Matt Schick is going to stop by in about an hour. There's been a lot of chatter about, you know, Dedrick Mills and him becoming eligible and his importance as a newcomer. But it got me to thinking beyond Mills with next year and all of the newcomers who are expected to make a splash. So I want to lay it out here. And doing this exercise, one of the things that kind of came apparent is, like, Nebraska's going to be pretty reliant on newcomers to make an impact. Now, don't get it twisted. It's still going to be the lion's share of the production is going to be done by the returners. But there are a couple of guys that are really, really important when you come put a pen to paper and do this list for next year that are newcomers. So let's do it. Let me lay out. Here are my top 10 most important newcomers. So freshman, transfer, JUCO. Top 10 most important newcomers for 2019. At number 10, I'm going with Jamie Nance, true freshman wide receiver that I think is going to get some opportunities to play this year. He's already, as a guy, I really try to listen for these things. He's already a guy who's been mentioned a few times by Frost. He's a really talented dude. He's a four-star kid from Oklahoma. And as we've discussed, there's big question marks at wide receiver. And he could be an answer beyond J.D. Spielman. I think Jamie Nance has a chance to be impactful. So I got him at number 10. Number 9, I'm going to go Garrett Nelson. I'm throwing Nelson on this list. Homegrown kid out of Scott's Bluff. And he's at a position where Nebraska needs all hands on deck and some help at that defensive end spot. They got to find a pass rusher, a disruptor. And who knows, maybe Nelson could be that guy. Plus, depth is a big issue on this team. That's going to be a common theme you hear throughout the offseason, end of the year, where Nebraska's got to bulk up their depth. And oftentimes, you know, depth can be about some incoming guys, some newcomers. So I'll peg Mr. Nelson as a guy that's got to step up, elevate his game. At number 8, I'm going to go Ramir Johnson. We've talked about the question marks at wide receiver. Well, obviously, there's a lot of unknown at the running back spot as well. Now, good news is Mills is eligible. He'll be toting the rock for Nebraska next fall. But we still don't know what the status is of Maurice Washington. And you need more than just one known commodity at that running back spot doing their thing. So certainly there needs to be an all-hands-on-deck approach at the running back spot as well. And within that, when you think about freshmen and all that stuff, running back is one of the easier spots. I shouldn't say easier, but it's just you see more freshmen get on the field at the running back spot than maybe any other position. He's a four-star player out of New Jersey. He is small, but boy, he's explosive. He's fast. So I think Ramir Johnson could still be a guy that looms large as an important figure at that running back spot, so I'll put him at number 8. At number 7 on my top 10 most important newcomers for 2019, Noah Pola-Gates. He, one of the most highly touted kids in the 2019 class. Heavy hitter at that safety spot. And when you look at the secondary, Nebraska needs all the help they can get to build up the depth there. I think Noah Pola-Gates is going to have opportunities to see the field this year. I mean, he's a four-star dude out of Arizona. He chose Nebraska over Alabama and Arizona. This kid can play. I think he's important. I think he's going to have opportunities to be able to go out there and do his thing next year in the secondary spot. So I'll put Noah Pola-Gates at 7. At number 6, I mean, you could really put flip-flop either of these two guys. And the next two guys I got are the two freshman linebackers. At number 6, I'm going to put Jackson Hanna. Nebraska's obviously thin at that linebacker spot. Nebraska's going to need one of their young linebackers to contribute. And whether that is on, you know, legitimate linebacker spot, defense, or special teams, they need someone to elevate, step up in that spot. Jackson Hanna, fairly highly touted kid in his own right, another four-star player out of the state of Tennessee. Again, he chose Nebraska over, he had offers from Alabama. So I'll put Jackson Hanna at number 6. And then at number 5, I'll put Nick Henrich. Now, obviously, the concerning thing is the injury. I believe it was a shoulder that Henrich needed to have cleaned up during spring football. Not sure exactly on the timeline, but he should be back maybe by fall camp. We'll see. You never know how those things kind of progress. But I like this kid a lot, man. 7th-rated linebacker in the country. This guy's a stud. This guy's a stud. And like I said with Jackson Hanna, that linebacker spot is thin. And you're going to need all hands on deck at that position. You really are. And hopefully Nick Henrich will get healthy. But I think one of those linebackers, one of those two guys between Henrich or Hanna, is going to get the opportunity to play, and they need to answer the bell, step up, and contribute. And I think Barrett Root is obviously working his tail off to try and get those two young bucks ready to step on the field and make plays. So at 5, I'll put Henrich, but really 5 and 6 are interchangeable with Jackson Hanna and Nick Henrich. At number 4, in my top 10 most important newcomers for Nebraska football 2019, Darian Daniels, Oklahoma State, grad transfer, D-tackle. Now, you go check the stats. He wasn't necessarily the most productive guy in the world at Oklahoma State. But here's the thing. Sometimes defensive tackle production is kind of weird. You know, like, sometimes it's more about what you're being asked to do. Are you asked to just kind of gobble up and eat up blocks so other guys can run free and make the plays? You know, like, I think you have to also take into consideration that before just kind of looking at a box score and simply saying, translating this to being good or whatever. But the one thing that is undeniable about him, he's an enormous human being that's a mature grown-up. Again, grad transfer, so he's an adult. And then you look at his size, 6'3", 320 pounds. I mean, dude is going to eat up blockers, gobble up some space in there, and oftentimes it's about plugging things up. Nebraska is going to need all the help they can get on that defensive line, and Daniels, I think, could play a huge role in that regard. So you think about who's on your roster, who's on your schedule, standing in your way in your division. You want to slow down Iowa's rushing attack. You want to slow down Wisconsin's rushing attack. You know what helps? To have a big boy stuffing everything right in the middle at the point of attack, plugging things up. That could be Daniels. That's why he's on the list. I got him at number 4 as the most important Husker newcomer 2019. At number 3, Noah, the Cal grad transfer. Again, we've talked about it. After J.D. Spielman, it's a lot of question marks, a lot of unknown at that wide receiver spot. Well, Noah comes via Cal as a graduate transfer where he was productive. Again, 56 catches in 2017, led Cal in as the wide receiver against 5 different opponents, had over 100 yards in a few games. And he was a reliable guy on third down. And, we talked about the getting it done at the big boy Power 5 level gives you a lot more confidence in saying, yes, he can translate and get it done at Nebraska right away. And I think that is exactly why Scott Frost and Troy Walters went out and got this guy. I think they realized they need help, man. They need help. I think he's an instant contributor. I think he's going to be on the field right away. And I wouldn't be surprised, very first important third down at Colorado, that if Noah's not heavily involved. Heavily involved. Now, he's got to expedite the chemistry process with Martinez, so the sooner those two can get together and work on timing and all those things, the better. But I don't think there's any question that that guy is going to be really, really important. So I got Noah at number three. At number two, in my top 10 most important newcomers for 2019, Dedrick Mills. Now, obviously, I've talked a ton about Mills over the past couple of weeks. And to me, deservedly so. You look at the unknown status of Washington, not to mention the just raw fact of the departure of Divino Zigbo. There goes 1,000 yards out the door. There's a ton of question marks at that running back spot. And much like all the things that I had to hammer home the points for Noah, same thing goes for Mills. He's got it done in the ACC. He's done it against big boy teams. He's run against Clemson. He's run against Miami. Like, he's been in real situations, which gives you confidence that he's going to be able to step in and do his thing right away. Again, very productive as a freshman at Georgia Tech, been killing at junior college. I don't think he's an elite, all-conference Ameer Abdullah type of player. But he's a guy that's proven that he's done it at this level, which is comforting given some of the unknowns regarding and surrounding the running back spot. So Nebraska needs all the help they can get at the running back spot. I think Mills is super duper important for Nebraska. And at number one most important newcomer for 2019, Wandale Robinson. Listen, when you combine, you know, his hype out of high school and how hard the staff had to work to get this kid, the fact that he's been compared to Rondale Moore of Purdue, and everything that I've heard about him once he's arrived on campus and went through spring ball, I feel comfortable sitting here behind the mic telling you guys, this cat's the real deal. He is going to make a big impact right away next year. Like we've said, that wide receiver spot needs some help. Someone not named J.D. Spielman needs to step up and make plays. And I think Wandale Robinson is going to be the most prominent guy in that regard. Super explosive, home run hitter, but beyond just being the wide receiver spot, I mean, he's a guy you can run jet sweeps to, reverses to, run the option with. Like, you can run with him too. I mean, he's just a special player. I mean, have you watched his senior year highlight tape? I mean, damn. Just go watch this kid's highlight tape. Incredible. Incredible player. So I think this kid's about to light it up. I feel confident in saying that he is going to be dependent upon big time right away. And I think he is absolutely the most important newcomer for 2019 for Nebraska. So there you go. Top 10 most important newcomers for 2019. Number 10, Jamie Nance, wide receiver. Number 9, Garrett Nelson, in-state kid, DN. Number 8, Ramir Johnson, need help with that running back spot. Number 7, Noah Pola-Gates, big-time player, highly touted. Think he comes in and makes some noise. Number 6, Jackson Hanna. Number 5, Nick Henrich. Those two guys could be interchangeable. You need someone to step up at that running or at that linebacker spot and help out because they're really thin there. At number 4, Darian Daniels, 6'3", 320, big grad transfer, going to be important. Number 3, Noah, the Cal grad transfer, super-duper important to come in and help things out at that wide receiver spot. Number 2, Dedrick Mills. And then number 1, Wandale Robinson. So there you go. There you go. Top 10 most important newcomers for 2019. You can react to that. Who do you think is the most important newcomer for 2019? There's a lot to choose from. Wandale, Mills, Noah, Daniels. I mean, a bunch of guys dependent upon to come in and contribute in big ways. You can email the Equitable Bank Zone Inbox, nick@1620thezone.com. You can hit me on the JTech Instruction Zone Twitter feed, @NickBauer. We're live from the Next Gen Mayo Medical Clinic Zone Studios. Again, score update from TD Ameritrade Park. Bottom of the second, Iowa up 1-0 on Nebraska. I'm going to keep you with plenty of score updates from the Big Ten tournament. 1 hour from now, or about 45 minutes from now, right? We talking Schick at 1 o'clock, or what time we got Schick today? What are we doing?
We got Schick at 1.
Okay, 1 o'clock. Schicky coming on at 1. So about 45 minutes from Mr. Schick. Coming up next, well, the playoffs, they reveal a lot. I get into what they reveal, and I'll reveal my top 5 players in the world. That's next.